The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
It took him till November the 30th to play it. I've been wondering what's going on. I've been in a Yuletide spirit everywhere, and I can't get any good Christmas music around this way. So finally, Zach Orr decided to get into a little Christmas spirit. I don't want to take you so long.
Letting it simmer a little bit, you know?
Letting it marinate.
Letting those flavors get to know each other.
Yeah, good, man. I'm glad you decided to do that. Hey, if you're going to Charlotte tomorrow, we're going to have, during the game now, they're saying light rain throughout much of the game. That's the latest forecast. All that will change still. If you need rain gear, Tiger Sports Shop. Remember, you won't be able to take umbrellas into the game, so get that rain jacket, that poncho. It's going to be fairly warm. It's going to be about 58 to 60 degrees. That's not terrible. So it's not going to be cold. That's good. But go by Tiger Sports Shop. Get you a nice waterproof jacket. Get you a nice water repellent jacket. Get you a nice poncho and an orange poncho, orange Tiger stuff, and look good and feel dry. All the gloves, all the Clemson boots, those little rain boots, got those as well. Think about our great friends over at Tiger Sports Shop, both locations which I visit. Zach only does the Tiger Boulevard, but College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard, tigersports.com. And remember, that holiday season shopping, it's our friends at tigersports.com. TigerSports.com. Our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. We're joined by the second nicest man in America now, Mr. John Stillwell. Good morning, John. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey and Zach. How are you guys?
Great. Good to see you last week. Sorry that the kids kept hitting you with a football last week, and I'm glad you didn't beat the snot out of the kids last week. So that was good.
I value my freedom, so little football it never hurt anybody.
All right. Hey, John, we've got a wet day today, wet day tomorrow. Is hunting, obviously hunting is different in the rain. What do we need to know about hunting in the rain compared to hunting during drier times?
Well, I mean, the hunting is pretty much the same, but the tips that I was going to talk about today were just a couple of things about, really the key to hunting in the rain is being comfortable, just like it is doing anything else in the rain. So a couple of things that I would suggest, and number one thing is, you just mentioned buying your rain gear for the game at Tiger Sports Shop. Well, when you're buying rain gear, either, watch Clemson games or to sit in a deer stand or a duck blind, don't go cheap. I know you only use that stuff so often, but when you need it, you want it to work and you want it to not leak and you want it to keep you dry and warm. So Gore-Tex is your friend. Make sure that you spend the money on a top quality set of rain pants and raincoat. Ponchos are great, but those things tend to be cumbersome and not last very long anyway, so you're really better off spending your money up front on a good quality set of rain gear.
Well, I know this. I know that don't be fooled by water repellent. Don't be fooled by, some of the other things out there. Waterproof is what you're looking for. And I'm going to tell you, there's a bunch of different new materials out there, but, the old Gore-Tex, that never hurt anybody.
No. So, just do your homework. Talk to people, the folks at the outfitter store that you choose to go to, Cabela's or any Sportsman's Warehouse or any of those. And then the second thing, just something that I usually try and do in the rain is, you want to keep yourself warm and dry, but you also want to protect your firearms. You spend a lot of money on your firearms and more deer hunting than anything, but also duck hunting. Take care of your firearms during the hunt. If I'm hunting in the rain, I try and take a black trash bag or something just to put over the gun to try and keep it dry while we're sitting in the stand. Or if you're in the duck blind, there's not much you can do with your shotgun during the hunt. But the key really is after the hunt to make sure you take care of your firearms, get them nice and dry, take them apart, clean them, put a good coat of gun oil on them to protect them, to make sure they don't rust and get them good and dry and take care of those firearms after the hunt. So those would be my major tips for things to keep in mind when you're thinking about hunting in the rain. You can do really well in the rain, Mickey. Those animals will move in the rain just like they do when it's not raining. So you can do really well if you take care of yourself and take care of your equipment.
Well, I was in Cabela's yesterday, basically buying stuff for the game. I can tell you, guys were in there, and guys were taking your advice. They were in there looking at the rain gear for the weekend, and hopefully everybody does that and protect those weapons as well. Hey, John, most important thing I always talk about every single week, and I went on the website like I do every Thursday before you guys come on, and just look at the new properties and looked at the everything. To the new inventory and everything on there, man. As usual, the sites and the properties you guys are selling look fantastic.
Absolutely. We've been really busy even here getting into the holidays. I just listed a great new 25-acre tract right near Southern Wesleyan in the town of Central that would be a great development or estate tract. So we're adding some great stuff in the Clemson area and all over the upstate. We'd love to talk to you about it. If you'd like to learn more about any of our listings or talk to us about looking for a property or selling your property, just give us a call. That's what we do. We've got years of experience working with land properties and as well as residences. We're doing a lot more with houses now. We just listed about to list a lake house on Lake Hartwell. So a lot going on there too. But give us a call at 864-631-2770. Or you can always find us at jirland.com.
Buddy, stay dry this weekend. Always looking forward to talking to you guys, and let's visit next Friday if we can.
Absolutely. Go Tigers, and stay dry, buddy.
All right, buddy. That's our good friend John Stillwell, JinxInkRealty.com. Hey, Mr. Orr24, how you doing over there? Everything good with you?
Everything's great here in the Priority One Security Solutions studio. Locked down tight over here.
I know that you just snooze over there and you don't really listen to the show. Did you learn anything from Josh Williams, from Scott Reimer, or from John Stillwell?
I learned from John Stillwell what I already knew. Take care of your firearms if you're out in the rain hunting. You got to make sure you get home and oil those up to protect them from rust and any damage like that. And then the most important thing from Josh and from Scott was that you jinxed the Tigers there at the end of the call, and I'm going to hold you completely responsible if the Tigers lose at any point in the rest of the season because you failed there. I don't want to be blunt about it, but you failed there.
All right. I didn't Zion fall, though. I did.
Listen, man, you've been great. You've been perfect all season long, 200 and such, 200 whatever show it was. And then you go out here and throw me 100, 112. I mean, it's unacceptable. It's ridiculous.
I know. I cut him 100 short on that one. One thing that I just want to repeat because I thought it was two pretty interesting stats out of it, that Alabama's not lost to – Josh Williams told us Alabama's not lost to a SEC East team since 2010 when South Carolina beat them. And then the other thing was that in the ACC championship game, this is the fifth time or the sixth time that we have had a 24-plus point favorite. Those teams went 5-0 straight up and 4-1 against the spread. So I'm hoping for much more of that tomorrow. My friend, let's go ahead and do it. We do it every single week. Let's get a little biggie games of the week if we can. All right. Our good friend Biggie Smalls is going to tell if it's a biggie game tomorrow night or not. Zach, for the game that you will not miss, the games that you will not miss, that you wouldn't dare even try to blink. You even hold the bladder. You don't go to the bathroom. you can't even think about missing anything.
Squeeze the lemon there, bud, right here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Probably carry the old bottle into the with you there. All right. How about the game that you'll watch? But if it gets out of hand, you'll turn to something else. You'll, maybe flip over and catch something else on the tube.
The Alabama-Georgia game, yes.
Okay. Finally, how about the games that you have mild interest in? Like, you'll turn back and forth. You keep up a little bit. If it gets closer, you'll tune back in more. You might even follow it on Twitter a little bit. And the fourth category, if you have no interest at all.
The South Carolina-Akron game, just like their fans.
Here we go. Starting tonight.
Did we talk about free tickets to that game yet?
Tickets. Who needs tickets?
Free tickets.
Free.
Goodness gracious.
How many think they'll have?
35, 40 maybe. Maybe.
It's been since the 70s since you had less than 40,000 in Williams-Brice.
I hate to see that. Tonight, who are we playing tonight?
MAC Championship game, 7 o'clock, ESPN2, Buffalo, not the Bills, against Northern Illinois. Really?
I always got some room in my heart for some MACtion. Don't you worry about that.
Man, I didn't know you'd have MACtion on your mind. All right, tonight, Pac-12 Championship game, 8 o'clock, Fox. I hope Gus Johnson calls this one. Utah and Washington. I'll watch it tonight. I'll watch it. My wife's going out to dinner with a friend on her birthday, so I'll do a little bit of that tonight.
You need dinner tonight, Mickey?
Hey, buddy. By the way, what are you doing tonight?
Listen, we'll cook you dinner. We got a nice little crock pot chili going today. We'll be happy to bring you a bowl.
No,
or two
I was thinking maybe
it.
A little cocktail or something. Maybe we can have a little.
We'll talk about it.
Well, spirit. We'll see. Spirit. All right, tomorrow you already mentioned the SEC Alternative Network. Akron and the Zips coming down to Columbia, South Carolina. They're back on their home network again.
The Alternative Network.
SEC Alternative. ABC tomorrow, noon. Red River Rivalry 2.0. Oklahoma and Texas in Jerry's World tomorrow.
Can you say Red ABC. River Rivalry for me three times fast?
Sure. Red River Rivalry, Red River Rivalry, Red River Rivalry.
Right, you know, does the trophy get given out tomorrow as well?
What trophy?
Oh,
the big hat again?
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. Nothing better than Charlie Strong putting on that big hat, huh?
Or is that just for the regular season matchup?
I think it's a regular season matchup, but hey, bring it out again.
Hey,
man.
Get that puppy out. Let's get that out.
I love that big old lid. Big old Stetson hat. I'm thinking about breaking my cowboy hat out if we go out to Dallas. I'm serious, man. If we go to Dallas, I'm breaking out my cowboy hat. Don't do that. Hey, Mr. Or 24.
Yeah.
How about a little bit of... I had something else fun I was going to ask about that game. I'll come back to that one. How about... Pac-12. This is on Pac-12 Network. You don't get this. Cal and Stanford. Why are they playing late? They canceled the game because of the fires or something a couple weeks ago.
Why is maybe? The Pac-12 Network even a thing at all?
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
No, I'm not gonna. I'm not even gonna follow that game.
ABC 3:30. You love 3:30 games.
Big fan of 3:30 games.
ABC 3:30. The American Athletic Conference Championship. Memphis. An undefeated Central Florida minus Mackenzie Milton. I felt so bad. I've been praying for Mackenzie Milton this week with a quick recovery. What a gruesome injury he had. Saying they got some blood flow back to the leg, which is great. Not going to amputate or not going to lose a leg or anything like that. Who knows about his football future? Memphis and Central Florida.
Listen, it sucks what happened to Mackenzie Milton, and it's just awful. A terrible thing. That being said, I don't care about Memphis and UCF that much. If we're going to be completely honest with one another, I don't know if it makes me a bad person. If it does, so be it. But I don't particularly care.
You don't
there's a chance.
Watch.
There's a chance UCF loses this weekend, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Without Milton, sure.
Did you pick him?
I don't even know what I picked.
Man.
Who knows? Who knows? All right. You don't watch 4 o'clock games.
No, I won't do it.
So you're telling me you're not watching CBS tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Alabama, Georgia, and the Mercedes Dome for the SEC Championship.
So there I am, tuning in to CBS at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. Really, only three other games. Mountain West Championship tomorrow, 7:45, ESPN. Oh. Got a little Boise State and Fresno State, little rematch. Not on the carpet.
It's not on the carpet.
No, not on the blue.
I'm not interested.
Got a little Fox tomorrow night. Big Ten Championship game. Northwestern. Pat Fitzgerald's going to be jazzed, man. He's going to be up tomorrow night. Northwestern and Ohio State, 8 o'clock, Fox.
Let's go, Northwestern.
I think Northwestern can play with them, right? Maybe?
I don't know. Who knows?
Final one for you. 8 o'clock, ABC. Clemson going for their 18th ACC championship. Dabo Swinney trying to win his 5th ACC championship. Danny Ford won 5. Trying to tie Danny Ford with 5 ACC championships.
About to 5-bomb Danny Ford tomorrow. Let's go.
That's a real 5-bomb you're worried about.
Yeah.
Frank Howard won 6, by the way, so maybe next year you get number 6. He won 6 ACC. He won 2 Southern Conference.
Did he?
But he won 6 ACCs. So we'll try to see if he can take care of that. So Clemson and Pittsburgh tomorrow night.
Very excited about that game. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait, man. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have an open phone line segment. Haven't had that in over an hour. I'd love to hear from you here. I do have several tweets to get to, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24. Zach, pick out a text line on our Health Care text line if you'd like to maybe get us a little bit of of a text line for us. And then on our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Donnie Patterson, the Patterson's Tax Service. I spoke with Russell yesterday for a little bit and got caught up on what's going on at the Patterson's Tax Service. They want to tell you that the most tax code changes in any year since 1986 has a Patterson's Tax Service. They study again. They look at everything going on in the tax world and getting ready for you small businesses right now and your tax planning. Getting ready for your families that have small children and some tax planning and some different things going on, more than we've ever had before. This is where you really, 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 truly need the expertise. Never met anybody that ever changed once they went with them. It's Patterson's Tax Service. They're over in Easley. Call them today. Set your appointment up today. Go by and get some end-of-the-year tax consulting with them. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Let them do your taxes starting in January. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Want to hear from you. Final Chick-fil-A College Football Friday show. Got about 30 minutes of open phone calls right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
It's tailgate season, and Black Smokehouse in Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages. Smoked in-house daily. Ribs, barbecue, wings, chicken, and brisket. Take the stress out of game day food prep and call Black Smokehouse. They sell out quick, so call your order in ahead of time. Call 784-4599 to reserve your tailgate package in advance. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
This is Gary, the mortgage expert with Classic Home Mortgage. Home values in the upstate are at an all-time high. That means that it is a great time for a cash-out refinance. Use your home's equity to pay off your credit cards and high-rate bills. To see how much you can save off your monthly budget, call me today at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com.
NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender.
It's the ACC Championship as the Tigers head to Charlotte for a shot at another conference title. Join us this afternoon at George Coleman Ford for football talk and Papa John's Pizza. Road Rage live on the road today. George Coleman Ford, Travelers Rest.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
The best of the Upstate's beef jerky outlet has moved to a new location. Now you can find them in Haywood Mall on the second floor outside Belk next to Reed's Jewelers. Beef Jerky Outlet has gift options for as little as $10 with over 100 varieties of jerky, along with popcorn, hot sauces, gift cards, and much more. For the holidays or any occasion, Beef Jerky Outlet has something for anyone. Beef Jerky Outlet, again, voted best of the Upstate in their new location in Haywood Mall, second floor outside Belk.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And will keep it himself from right side, getting the numbers. Crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We have our friends at Absolute Waste Management. They have a terrific plan for you. I'm terrible at cleaning up. I'm terrible at the big stuff. I've got, like, junk around sometimes, and I procrastinate doing those kind of things. And that's where Absolute Management comes in. If evictions or clean-out apartments or storage rental stuff, you know, the really huge things that you get, like, you know, cleaning out offices or anything like that, the big equipment that you can't get rid of, let Absolute Waste Management take care of it for you. They'll clean out barns. They'll clean out storage units. Like I said, they'll clean out for evictions or attics or rental properties or state liquidations or foreclosures. Let them do it. No job too big, no job too small. 266-7131 for a free quote today. 266-7131. It's as simple as can be. They'll take care of you. AbsoluteWasteMGT.com. AbsoluteWasteMGT.com. All right. Let's do this. On Fridays, we're going to have a lot of time for it, except for this last segment. So I want to get to four phone calls that have been holding, and let's go in order they called in. Boogie is down in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? I see you still playing that Bobby Petrino theme song to open up the segment.
I got a woman.
Yeah. Hey, I got two questions for you today, Mickey. One is a recruiting question and one is a trivia question. All right. The trivia question is, and I know you'll get this, you or Zach can get this. Clemson has a chance to beat the same team twice this year, and they also did it in 2016. What team was that that they beat twice?
In 2016...
Yeah, the year we won the national title, we did it. And we have an opportunity to do it this year.
Let me think about that for a second. So it would have been either in the ACC championship game or in the college football playoff.
Well, think bigger than that, Mickey.
Beat the same twice in the same season?
In the same season. Let me help you out, Mickey.
Okay.
The South Carolina Gamecocks. Because anytime you beat Alabama, you beat them twice. So, go Tigers. We got a chance to do it again this year. If we beat Alabama, they took two losses.
I was thinking about
that,
like,
was a good trivia.
That's fantastic, man. I was thinking about, like, North Carolina, Virginia Tech, and Miami. We didn't beat any of those repeats in Pittsburgh this year. And I was thinking, who's going to playoffs that they've already beaten this year? Man, you got me. That was great. The fantastic, Boogie. That made my day.
Yeah, that's one I've been getting them at work with. But, yeah, it's amazing because they are just – they had a whole roundtable discussion on the news about closing the gap on Clemson. It was right hilarious, so. I really would have liked to call in and say, you know, close the gap on Kentucky first. But the second question I got, Mickey, is about Tyler Davis. You know, I listen to the recruiting every Thursday, and things are kind of cool with him, or not cool, but I haven't heard a whole lot about Tyler Davis and Jerrion Ealy, especially since their visits. Have you heard anything, or can you give, like, any updates on those guys?
Yes, I can give updates on both. As a matter of fact, I think Phil Kornblut posted last night on his Twitter feed that he had talked to coaches who have been by the high school, Tyler Davis, and it's almost a foregone conclusion. Everybody's kind of given up on that one. Florida State's kind of called uncle on that one, and that Tyler Davis will commit to Clemson. For folks that don't know, we're talking about from Apopka, Florida, a four-star defensive tackle that was Clemson and Florida State. I think that there's just a – you know, logistics, announcing time. Does he want to do it on signing day? Does he, how that works. But I would be very surprised if that does not end up Clemson. And a really big pickup because, he's a guy I think is the – of their defensive tackle prospects, they're going to have one or two come in and play right away. And I just think that he's the one that's probably more physically ready, at least by his film and his recruiting information there. Jerrion Ealy is going to be a little more complicated because now Davis will sign in the early period, which will begin on December the 19th. Ealy will not sign early because of baseball. And Ealy will be a highly thought of baseball pick, and who knows how senior season works out. But at this point in time, is on the radars of Major League Baseball for a high pick in that. That means he wants to stay in school and, see how the baseball draft does there. He's still committed to Ole Miss. According to the people that I talked to close to that situation, that Ole Miss bond has definitely weakened. As a matter of fact, people I talked to feel like Clemson has a better chance than Ole Miss. And the people I talked to say that they think Major League Baseball is a bigger threat than Ole Miss to Clemson at this point. So my expectations now, if you say, look at a crystal ball, I would say that Ealy signs with Clemson in February, and then you got to wait to the Major League Baseball draft to see if he comes here and plays center field and running back for Clemson, or if he takes the money for the Major League Baseball draft.
Yeah, and I know they were making some rumblings about Akeem Dent. Do you think anything's there, or?
That is one that if Travion Mullen goes pro, then a cornerback spot opens up, and I think that's when they would push for one more, and Akeem Dent would be towards the top of that. Five-star from Wellington, Florida, a really great player. A Florida State commitment and, still looking around and flirting around with Alabama and the like. But, yeah, if right now there's not room, but if Mullen went pro early, then you might see that Clemson picked up that interest in one more cornerback. Dent would be at the top of that board.
Yeah, I would love to see him and Booth paired together there at Clemson for years. But, looking good, Mickey. So, you guys, I hope to run into you guys in Charlotte tomorrow night. So, be safe and go Tigers.
Thank you, Boogie. I appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great weekend as well. Let's get to Anderson, where Randy checks in with us. We don't need to practice, Randy. We need a paying gig. Good morning, Randy. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good as always. I just was disappointed that you missed one of the big championship games tomorrow, Mickey.
Let me see what I missed tomorrow.
First, I'll make it easy for you. First Sun Belt Conference championship game ever.
Is it really tomorrow? It's the first one? So
yeah, first one ever.
All right, so let me make sure I'm right by saying this. If I can find the TV part of it. Is it going to be on TV tomorrow around here? Sun Belt. Oh, yeah, you got App State and Louisiana Lafayette. That's a noon ESPN game. I don't know how I missed that. Noon ESPN tomorrow.
I know. We play golf together with good base. You forget about my alma mater like that?
I wouldn't do that. Here's what's interesting about that game. You've got Billy Napier at Lafayette. And you've got Scott Satterfield. Satterfield might be his last game with the alma mater there, because Louisville and a lot of people are interested in him now. That's a really cool matchup between two guys that two highly thought of young coaches.
Oh yeah, well I hate to see Satterfield goes, but I want to do what is good for he and his family. And I was kind of surprised, also the star for Appalachian is their quarterback, and his first name is Zach. I figured Zach might pick up on that one too.
Man, Zach should have done that. Of course, he might be Z-A-C-H, Z-A-C, or Z-A-C-K, or Zachary, or Zachary, or I don't know. You know how he is, all that stuff.
Yeah. But the only game they really lost was when he got hurt in that Georgia Southern game. It made all the difference in the world. He's out for two games, but he's back now. He's a solid player. I've got to watch about three games this year, and I'm going up. Well, I won't be able to see tomorrow's game because I'm going to Charlotte, so maybe I'll see you up there.
Well, that sounds great, man. Be careful going up. Good luck to the two Appalachian State tomorrow, and it'll be interesting to see what Scott Satterfield needs. Randy, have a great weekend, man. Be safe.
Yeah, go Tigers.
Let's get to Married Orange up next on our Northland Communication phone lines. Good morning, Married Orange. How you doing this morning?
Big Tuna, what's the good news, man?
Man, we're just we're actually drying out a little bit, man. It looks like that it's not going to rain again until about 2 or 3 o'clock.
Well, I hope so. Hope it doesn't just pour tomorrow. I don't. Of course, you know, last time I sat in the game and poured, Notre Dame worked out all right. So I'll sit in another one at 4. So, hey, just to let you know, I've changed careers, and I'm listening to you guys way too much now as I'm in the car a lot. But Christian Wilkins scores, does the Heisman pose, you know, and Dabo gets all in his business on the sidelines. My first thought was your story about Coach Wilhelm about the fight, that he crawls all those guys that are fighting, and then he crawls you because you're sitting in the dugout. It was like, he said, one hand, he knows he's got to get on Christian, but on the other hand, he's probably excited that he did it, but he's still got to make that, got to get on to him, you know.
Yeah. Coach Wilhelm says, you don't care about your classmates, Mickey. They're out there fighting their butts off for you, and you're there sitting there pushing that pencil.
And you're sitting over here in the dugout. So I'm listening way too much. Hey, let me ask you this. I wish there was a way to get 8, and I wish you could take your conference champs and somehow get them in, but I understand about, you know, what if they don't play head-to-head or whatever. Because if you just take, like, the top 8 after it's over, you could end up with the same argument when Alabama and LSU played back-to-back years, you know, because you could end up with 4 teams from the same conference in the playoffs. Then you got the same argument. Well, why are we letting all those folks in and we're not even represented in our conference?
Yeah, I have no desire to have the top 8 in like we're trying to pretend with the top 4 now. If we went to 8, I'd want the stipulation that the Power 5 conferences, or if either 6, you know, you could do it with 6 and have 2 buys for number 1 and number 2. But if you're going to go expand it, then I think you ought to expand it to where a conference champion, Power 5 conference champion gets in. I'd like to see a spot for a non-Power 5, the best of the non-Power 5s to get in, meaning Central Florida the last 2 years. So that way, Married Orange, you've got where your division championship actually means something, because that gets you into a conference championship game, and then that conference championship game means everything.
Yeah. Hey, because realistically, if you play in the toughest conference, how can somebody be undefeated in that conference?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, how can they go through all the way without losing a game if you are in the toughest conference? I mean, a lot of times they'll lose a game and can still be really good, but if you're in the toughest conference, there's a chance that somebody could have 2 losses in that conference.
And what it also does, too, I think it increases your non-conference schedule, because a non-conference loss does not put you out automatically, or 2 non-conference losses doesn't put you out automatically. If you could get it where the ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, and Pac-12 champion do this, then why not play tougher competition, getting you ready for your conference schedule, your regular season conference schedule, and that way, if you could lose a couple of games early, but get ready for your conference, and then go through, breeze through that, win your division, win your conference, make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's obvious that the people making these decisions aren't listening to y'all's show in the morning, so it makes way too much
sense. They
need
to switch careers like you and to do that. Hey, I do have some good news before I let you go. Starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow, the latest forecast, still 60, 70, 80, 90% chance of rain, but light rain tomorrow for the most part, maybe until the second half or so, fourth quarter or so. So it won't be a Notre Dame monsoon, but you're going to see in Charlotte tomorrow morning, it's not going to rain. Start raining around 1, but light rain throughout much of the day rather than any kind of torrential downpours.
Good news.
All right, buddy. Be safe,
have
my friend.
Have a good weekend. Maybe see you in Charlotte. All right.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Be careful going up. Let's get Jersey Jack. I always enjoy this phone call, Zach Orr, Mr. 24, because I get Jersey Jack gets me a couple of players to look out for. Good morning, Jersey Jack. How you doing?
Top of the morning, Mickey and Zach. It's been a great day so far. I'm going to go this week with defense. I think defense is going to show up this weekend, and I'm going to go with Tanner Muse and Isaiah Simmons to show out this weekend. So
I like that idea. You know, if Pittsburgh, if they run the ball like I think they're going to run the ball, if they come at Clemson in a downhill running game, Those guys are going to have to make plays close to the line of scrimmage. So I like the thought process. You can tell, man, you do some research with your picks here. That's not like picking guys out of a hat. I like your research.
Yeah, well, it's very easy. I mean, I think everybody on offense is going to show up. I mean, we're going to run down Pittsburgh's neck all day long, but we're going to show up on defense, kind of not to make up for last week, just to show that we are for real on defense. And I think Tanner and Isaiah are definitely going to be a key part in that. So I'm going with them. Hey, I don't want to make a couple of things. One is that for all those folks who feel Notre Dame has an advantage for not playing in a conference championship, they should all remember that Alabama didn't play in a conference championship last year.
That's right.
And second, that's right. You know, and wishing that we played Notre Dame in the college football playoffs may be a scenario that is be careful what you wish for, because any of the four teams are going to be good, no matter who they are, and Clemson is going to be one of them. So, and just the last point before I go, Mickey, is we will expand the championship to six or eight teams eventually, particularly after Ohio State doesn't get in this year.
Yeah, you know, the whoever conference is left out of this thing, they're going, you know, the Pac-12 left out again, or if we see the Big Ten champion left out again, I can guarantee you that among the most discussions these conference commissioners are going to have is they're going to be tired of getting left out of it. And so that's what. And the other thing is, for every year we don't expand to six or eight, that's more money left on the table. And the only things I truly know are givens is that college professor or college presidents and college athletic directors aren't in the business of leaving money on the table. They're still in revenue-producing mode, and they're leaving too many dollars on the table by not expanding and not making the playoffs bigger.
Amen. All to that. And just follow the money, and we'll go to six or eight eventually. Might as well do it sooner than later, in my opinion. So, hey, y'all have a great weekend, and stay dry in Charlotte.
Sounds great, buddy. You too. Thanks for calling in. He has Tanner Muse. And Isaiah Simmons, a couple of guys to look out for coming up this this weekend. Hey, my friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. They Trail has really made an influence on me in the way I run my business and my business model and things that I want to do in my business model. And the things I always ask any of our advertisers is, like, why are you advertising? I got that from Trail because, you know, what are you, why are you building? And so, you know, what do you want out of your advertising? The other part I've learned from them is if we don't exceed your expectations, then we have failed. There's little things all along the way. And finally, the thing I learned from Trail in my business of I don't build things, but in learning my business model, what we do here on the station, what we do with our advertisers and things on these lines, is that relationship part of it. That it just feels differently. I hope that it feels differently when new companies come in and advertise with us. So I took Trail's business model, I took their business philosophy, and I took several things I learned from them and applied it here. That ought to tell you just how special they are. If that doesn't tell you, then go by the simple things like 85, 86, 87% of their annual volume from repeat clients. Look at what the builders, people who are using them, what their clients are saying about them. Trail builds things differently. And finally, tell you about Trail, a friend of mine that is a developer who used Trail for almost every one of his projects. Didn't use them because of timing and some other things and the way his business was set up with some partners on some things, and he used somebody else. And he came back and said, quote, "We'll never use anyone else ever again other than Trail," unquote. Good stuff. TREHEL.com. Let them build your next building for you. Talk to them. Start that conversation. 800-319-7006. A final break. We'll wrap up the final segment of the week from Chick-fil-A of Clemson right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Plyler here for Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosey and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066. Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch Superstore.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
Hey man, Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
I'm Matthew Murdoch. That's our name, and we want to know yours. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford, whether it be new or used, plus a great service, parts, and body shop right across the Georgia state line in Livonia, Georgia. Or visit us at EdMurdochSuperstores.com.
Ed Murdoch Superstores.
Ed Murdoch Superstores. That's our name, and we want to know yours. Come see us.
The Health Dare. Real stories, real results.
I'm Jessica, and my doctor told me it was impossible to lose weight because of my age. My husband, Tim, had type 2 diabetes. I lost 25 pounds of fat and 17 inches in 90 days, and my husband is off his metformin in 60 days. If you're skeptical, and I was too, book a free consultation. I promise you, you won't regret it.
Book your free consultation today. Our Health Dare coaches are standing by to talk to you. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME. If you suffer from symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or sleep apnea, call the Health Dare. There's only two things that you can't eat, and you don't have to go to the gym. If you've tried everything, this will work for you. If it doesn't, we'll give you your money back. Change your life the easy way. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes Freshman. He's hit it strong. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number three.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And when you're out segment of the show. Always good to see Woody McCord. Speaking of championships, you think Woody McCord won any championships in his day? Chick-fil-A of Clemson, man. You think that guy's won any at Clemson and Alabama and Tennessee and Mississippi State and wherever he's been? Always good to see Coach McCord coming in here. Hey, Zach, before I get to our final phone call, did I tell you what Woody McCord told me one time? Woody and I played Augusta National together. That was a cool day. But did I tell you, and Bryson Nimmer's here. Good to see him over there. Speaking of golf, did I tell you what Woody told me about golf?
No.
All right. In the old days, you could, the coaches could play a little bit in the spring. Now you got recruiting all kinds of year, whatever. But Woody grew up in those days to where, you know, in the month of April or May, you'd have a little bit of time off. And they start playing a little, you know, since Sunday you go out a couple of times. And those guys are, man, they're competitive and they're athletic, you know, and some of the things. They're not great players, a lot of them, but they, you know, they're good enough athletes to get it done. And Woody always says, as spring turns to, we're getting out of winter and getting into spring and getting his game going a little bit, he always told me that when the grass is brown, it's about the fellowship. When it turns green, it's about the competition.
There you go.
Always love some of those great times and some of the hearing. And I learned more from him through the years. I don't know if I ever really told him this. He can't hear me now because he's getting his food over there. But I learned so much from him about recruiting and about hiring and about interviewing and about coaching and about the differences in the NFL and different places he's been. Again, at Clemson, South Carolina, Alabama, and Tennessee, and Mississippi State, and some great places. A great wide receiver coach and a great offensive mind, no doubt about that. Let's get to our phone calls. Final phone calls in this segment. Let's get to Gene in Easley. Good morning, Gene. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you today?
Man, we're blessed. I hope you're blessed as well.
Very blessed. Been a long time since I talked to you. I talked to you out at Malden First Baptist one time when you were out there giving a speech. Very motivating. I really appreciate it.
Well, good.
But I'm calling today. I want to say, you know, I really appreciate Dabo. I'm not one of those fans who's going to complain, you know, if we lose a game or two or three even. You know, really appreciate what Dabo's done. But my concern is, and I was wondering if you noticed this, and I'll take it off the air, Tanner Muse, I think he's a great player, but a lot of extracurricular activity that worries me that he's going to cost us somewhere along the way. And even this past week, after a third down play, he decided to step over the person and push him to the ground. And I've noticed that in about every game. He likes to get a little more physical after the play, and I've noticed it mostly on third down plays. And I just wondered if you've noticed that, and I'll just take you and listen off the air.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate the phone call. Hope you have a great weekend. I've not noticed too much of it. I do notice that there was a play in the Clemson-Carolina game this week where one of the defensive backs, I think it might have been Montauk, wouldn't let go of a leg and kind of flipped the leg over after play across the middle. You know, these guys get a little bit upset. I get it. It's an emotional game. Muse, earlier in the year, I saw a couple of those. I didn't see it against South Carolina, but a couple of those where, you know, some pushing, some shoving, and some, you know, some talk back and forth between the two teams. You kind of see that. Sideline hits, late hits, and some of the stuff. You kind of see that. I get it. I know they're not taught to do that here, but emotions and kids do those kind of things. What happens, though, for the most part, and now after the Heisman thing that happened last week with Wilkins, I'm not willing to say that this won't happen again. But for the most part, the referee talks to the guys and, you know, don't do that again, fella. You know, try not to do that anymore. You know, kind of warns them through all that. But you see the touchdown celebrations a lot. Sometimes an official will cause it or throw a penalty flag, and others don't. For the, you know, most of the time I see them that they're – you know, go up and talk to them about, you know, don't dab on them again, or don't heist them again, or whatever you might do. If you do you know, some gestures automatically get you a penalty. But I don't, you know, I'm not majorly concerned about that. I'm much more concerned about him and his positioning and his playing the ball in the air. I thought last week that there's a couple times in there where just didn't play the ball in the air. He's more of a run support guy than the guy in the secondary. I think he'd have a great game this week because of Pittsburgh's style of play. If he played against Georgia, I think he'd have a great game against Georgia because of their style of play. Against Oklahoma and against Alabama, you know, maybe you're seeing a different style of play. Maybe Muse wouldn't be as suited. So, Zach, have you noticed any of that extracurricular stuff more so with him than anybody else?
Well, Tanner Muse, in his interviews that he's done with local media and then with, you know, even Clark and Kelly here on WCCP, he's talked about how he is on the field, how the culmination of the week kind of comes to a head on Saturdays, and he takes all that anger and just built-up energy out on the opponent. And sometimes that comes over and flows over in emotions and big, bold statements. And it's just the type of player he is. He hasn't gotten flagged for anything this season, as much as I can remember, so it's not something I'm too terribly worried about.
Yeah, I don't think he's a dirty player. I don't feel like.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe other people feel that way.
No.
Yeah, I don't feel that way. Let me wrap up a couple of things here, Mr. Orr 24. First, Cowboys beat the Saints last night 13-10. And Zach Orr's Dallas Cowboys now leading NFC East. It's not over. And here's the thing about the Cowboys. They're still the Cowboys. And like you said earlier, he's still Jason Garrett, and there's still room for Jerry Jones to screw the thing up. But it, as far as their trending is concerned and their current trajectory is concerned, with the DC injury and with the acquisition of Amari Cooper, I feel very good about Dallas Cowboys moving forward. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I just feel like they are by far. And the Eagles have proven that they have a hangover. And I think Dallas is going to win this division now. Trevor Lawrence, one of the 11 finalists for the Manning Award for the nation's best quarterback. Great news there. One of his 11 finalists. The other finalists, Ian Book from Notre Dame, Jake Fromm from Georgia, Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State, Will Greer from West Virginia, Derek King from Houston, Drew Locke from Missouri, Mackenzie Milton from Central Florida, Gardner Michaud from Washington State, Kyler Murray from Oklahoma, and Tua from Alabama. Hey, Zach, I need a little change on the year from you, okay?
What's that?
From now on, I think you pretty much adopted that when we talk about Tua, that we say it, Tua.
Emphatically, yes.
Okay. I think we need to do it for our road rage host in the afternoons. I think from now on, mm-hmm. it should be Walt Depp, Tula. Are you in? Can you do it?
Oh, yeah, we can probably make that happen, no doubt about it.
My wife, anytime I ever say Walt or Deptula or Walt Deptula, she always sings his bumper music.
Oh, really?
So I'll say, hey, did you listen to Walt today? And she'll say, road rage. Anyway, so from now on, I need that from you. If you ever mention Walt, it's got to be Walt Deptula.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
All right, see how that works out for you. Great news for Christian Wilkins here yesterday. We find out that Christian Wilkins becomes the third Clemson player to win the Jim Tatum Award. The award's given annually in memory of Jim Tatum, the top senior student athlete among the league's football players. Tatum's a two-time ACC Coach of the Year in the 50s at Maryland and North Carolina. Clemson players won this, and the first one was Ed Glenn in 1994. And Kyle Young won it in 2001. So the first time in 17 years a Clemson player wins that award. That's good news there. Told you got the PGA Tour back at it this week. We also have some coaching news and notes. East Carolina fired Scotty Montgomery yesterday. He won't coach this weekend. So we'll see if East Carolina and what they do moving forward. Buddy, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone of sports every single day. Hey, today, Mr. Or24, I'm going to forgive Urban Meyer. Did you notice he's got a little bit of Mike Krzyzewski in him? When he, you know, things went south down in Florida, he had the bad heart and the bad back and the bad brain and the bad head. And he gets out. Earlier this year, when he had the issues at Ohio State, they had the brain deal come up and tumors on his brain that they can't operate on. And he's on his way out. Have you noticed? You're not hearing Urban Meyer on the way out of Ohio State talk this week. They put up 62 on their arch rival. And now it seems like there's a chance that Urban Meyer could come back to Ohio State. You don't hear any Urban Meyer health issues. It's amazing just how healthy 62 points against your arch rival can make you feel. Mr. Orr, 24. We finish things up, buddy, as we always do. I have a long two-minute drill, so finish things up as you always do with a two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I don't know if you saw the big news, but Robinson Cano appears to be headed back to New York City. Turns out his gigantic deal with the Mariners, 10 years, $240 million, wasn't exactly team-friendly. And they're trying to offload him. The Yankees said no thanks. And the Mets are closing in on the deal for Cano and Diaz for just a plethora of players, money, and all kinds of fun stuff going back to Seattle. Keep an eye on that. Could be announced as early as today. But Robinson Cano could be headed back to New York City.
You do something I can't do, Zach.
What's that?
You can just say Robinson Cano. I can't do that.
Why?
Because I always had to say, Robinson Cano, don't you know? A little John Sterling in there as far as that goes. Hey, did you get my Urban Meyer thing? Is Urban Meyer coming back to Ohio State next year?
Urban Meyer is coming back to Ohio State next year, yes.
Had he lost to Michigan, would Urban Meyer come back to Ohio State next year?
No, absolutely not.
Maybe the win, change the trajectory of Ohio State once again. My two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton, EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs. My friend, EricNewton.com. Students, now's the